And he said, reason with against the word of God, a word against what God has said. Notice that Abraham, now listen to this. Notice that Abraham, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead. Why? Because God has spoken to him and said, Abraham, I made your father many nations. I give you a son. He came to the place God said it. I will not consider my own body now dead, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He said his own body when he was 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not act like a drunk man, or as Jane puts it, a man full of doubt and unbelief. like the waves driven by the wind on the sea. You fill your heart full of the word of God until you become rock solid. Amen. In your believing and your standing on the word of God. Because you are sure that your anchor holds in that solid rock. Yes. Where all other ground is sinking sand. I dare not trust the sweetest fame. But wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Yes. He is the word of God that was manifest in flesh. Now sitteth at the right hand of God. Are y'all listening? Yes. Where he oversees everything. Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us and them. Yes. Now why can't you make that word number one? Yes. You know why? People hadn't come to learn. But if you come to know this word, you don't consider this on shaky ground. You'll consider coming to church every now and then when it's convenient. You let anything come up. Too much of us now, since I remember when people used to show up on Saturday morning, we had a crowd. But now you've gotten so comfortable because you're living at ease and life. I pray on Monday morning, and I pray in the evening, and I pray. I don't care. You ought to be up here. You ought to be showing your butt up here. I know I said it. How can you be so selfish because you got it easy? Somebody else needs you to pray.
Amen.
They don't know how yet. I'm about to get tickled at myself. But let me see, can I finish? I'll come back to that later because I want to close out here. All right? Where he whatever liveth to make intercession for them. Because he has what? Defeated the enemy, took from him everything that he once held to rule over us. He said in Revelation 1:18, behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and death. Satan had them one time. He got them now. And he gave the keys to us. What confidence we should have in this living word that lives on the inside of us. We that are his children. God has given us everything in Christ. And this word should be what we live by. This word should be listened. This word should be what we live, breathe, walk, meditate, confess. Believe, practice every day of our life. How long? Every day of our life. What else is there to do for you? You're a child of God. You're born into the kingdom of God. What else is out there for you to do? What else? Ask yourself that question. What else should I be doing? You say you sold out to Jesus. And we should live this way every day of our life. Listen, this is the living faith of the Almighty God. that has manifested himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ. As he said in Hebrews chapter 12, I need to finish this. I know some people get right to the point. They say, that's it. But I need to finish this one. Amen. And then it's going to be, that's it. As he said in Hebrews chapter 12, therefore then, since we are surrounded by such, we're talking about unwavering faith now. We're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. This is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 in Amplified. Bore witness, who has borne witness, testimony of the truth. Let us strip off and throw aside every incompetence, unnecessary weight, and that sin which readily defy and cleverly cling to and entangle us. And let us run with patient endurance and steadiness and active, persistent, the appointed course of the race that is set before us, looking away from all that will distract. That's what we've been talking about, unwavering. Looking away from all that will distract and do like a horse, mule, when we should plow, they put bridles on, they put a blinder so they couldn't see what was distracting them on the side. You need to look away from anything, everything that will distract you from Jesus. Why? Who is the leader and the source of our faith, given the first incentive of our belief, and is also the finisher. When we were unbelieving, he was the first to give us the incentive. In other words, he started this faith. He called us into this faith, and he finished it, this faith to work for you. Do you hear me? I don't care what kind of difficult circumstance you find yourself under. You put this word in your heart, it'll work, because there are no circumstances. There are no existing problem that the word of God has not conquered. Amen. Yes, it may cause you to pray different ways, stand longer on things. That's why patience is there. I'm in it for the long haul. Amen. I'm not just a short-term runner. I'm across the line. Glory to God. Amen. Glory, glory to God. Finish bringing it to maturity and perfection. He is the joy of for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, ignoring the shame. Despising, ignoring the shame, is now sit down, seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, Usher, y'all can come. Thank y'all for letting me do that. You're supposed to say you're welcome. Glory to God.